loving you is very easy. My name is Lisa.
Loving their name.
Podcast band. There are a lot of people listening to us in Uganda, Kampala, East Africa, and all around the Africa. World.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Isaac, how are you? How have you been?
I have been dancing to that song, and I saw your eye giving me that eye. You are enjoying how I'm enjoying
it. It was bad optical nutrition. I can't stand your shoddy moves.
I can't dance to save my life, but when someone looks at me dancing, they're like, I want to have that fun he's having. He doesn't know what he's doing, like in terms of dancing. But they would definitely, and that's the look you had.
You are just swaying like trees in the wind.
You don't have to do much to look like you're enjoying what you're doing. How are you guys? I hope you're okay. My name is Isaac. His name is We Don't Care. We're so happy and excited to be here with you yet again. There's another episode we were supposed to release, but man, because of the good news we received, we're like, no, we need to record something new and fresh. For the moment. And Issa, why are we recording something new?
Well, something new is we've been nominated for the APVA Awards under the category of Podcast Rising Talent of the Year. You know? I repeat, Podcast Rising Talent of the Year. I mean, we are just...
That deserves...
an applause.
Yes.
What are we doing? So
no, and we do it again
we
because
do it again. We deserve all this.
We deserve all that.
Okay. So for the awards, we have this entire month running for you guys to vote for us.
To vote for us. It is a very competitive category to be
competitive indeed, because we are the only Ugandan podcast that has been nominated, and
not only in the category, by the way, in the entire awards we are the only.
Wait, you didn't tell me not.
Well, I'm telling you now, I like to keep some surprises to myself.
So it is because of you.
But I told you that you just didn't pay attention.
Anyways, the good news first, it is because of you guys that keep on listening to us from here, Kampala, and all over Africa, that we've been noticed. Rising talent. I mean, we are doing these things. Isaac, what is that?
Do you want to use the O word that you always use?
Okay, maybe one would wonder, what is APVA Awards? This is the African Podcast. Wait, let me get it. It is the Association of African Podcasters and Voice Artists.
Yes.
Isaac, would you like to elaborate? Now, these people...
It's an entity that recognizes, encourages, supports, and does everything good for podcasters, voiceover artists, and things akin to that on the African continent.
So basically, they can spot what good things are.
Yes.
Hence the nomination. Thank you
so
very
much.
So
why aren't you voting for us yet? Okay, here's how to vote. You need to go to the APVA website or go to the Craze Podcast, all our social media platforms. Okay. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. The details will be there on how to vote for us. Or you could go to the APVA website. Just Google APVA. You go to the website, then you go to the podcast category, then you go to Rising Star. You put in your email and you vote for Craze Podcast. It will be right there. It's just a drop down.
And again, the category is Rising Talent of the Year.
Rising Talent of the Year. Craze Podcast.
And yes, you choose. Remember, we have our names there. It is Isaac Sebulime and Issa Sava.
So all these things he has been telling you of, he's called Duke. His actual name is Issa Sava.
Okay, Sava is like a Duke of that situation. Because now that...
That is actually right. Sava means Duke.
It is a Duke. Okay, it can be relative to that.
Wait a minute. We've been scammed all along.
We do not want to get into my names. I think it's a bit boring.
All right. So this episode is about thanking you guys for the support, asking you guys to vote for us. But it's also an episode about gratitude. And because of gratitude.
No, there's a story that inspired us.
And we felt it rather necessary to share. Yeah.
Like we are saying thank you. Actually, all the time we should be thankful for the small things. Sometimes finances might not be coming out.
Sometimes your health is not so well.
But there are those other small things.
Speaking of relationships, small something small. Let me play the song that we played earlier at the beginning of this episode was from Azai. She says something very interesting, and
Isaac is crazy about this song.
Right there. Nibwabeda nikalito kamani.
Even if you have little money.
Even if you have little money, be grateful. I mean, even if he has little money, be grateful to that man.
So this is the story, Isaac. Delve into.
How have you just passed by? Anyway. So the story is of a gentleman. He's a British musician, or was. He's called Clive Wearing. I don't know whether the pronunciation is Wearing or Wearing.
I think it is Wearing. For Clive,
it's Wearing.
For Clive yourself.
Okay. For Wearing, I'm not.
Wearing.
Okay, it could be Clive Wearing. It actually could be Clive Wearing. Anyway, we are not British citizens. So
we are Africans.
Please excuse us. We are not trying by any stretch of the imagination to not pronounce his name right. Anyway, he's a British musician and musicologist who gained significant attention due to his unique and devastating case of amnesia. So he was born on May 11th, 1938. And in 1985, at the age of 46, he contracted a severe viral infection known as herpes encephalitis.
Yeah.
Again, medical language. Okay. Which caused significant damage to his brain, particularly the hippocampus, the region responsible for memory formation and storage. Now, the interesting thing about his particular case of amnesia is that he's unable to form new memories after the onset. He was unable to form new memories after the onset of the condition. And his kind of amnesia is called retrograde amnesia, which refers to the loss of memories prior to the onset of the condition.
Because maybe he has two conditions mm-hmm. of amnesia. Mm-hmm. The anterograde.
Now you're educating me.
Amnesia. Uh-huh. Anterograde amnesia and the one that you said. Retrograde.
Yes, and retrograde amnesia. Yes.
Yes.
So, and what the two mean is he can't remember anything before he got the infection, and he can't form new memories. He can form them, he can't retain them. So, his amnesia is very severe that it only allows him a memory span of a few seconds. And those few seconds are about 7. The longest he has ever gone is, after the infection, the longest he has ever gone is a minute. So he's consequently unable to retain any new information or experiences in his conscious memory. So it's often described, his condition is often described as the man with a 7-second memory, because he only retains memories of 7 seconds. So we just wanted to share with you that, think about that, think about deeply the inability to retain memories past 7 seconds and how frustrating that is for not just himself.
Yes. Because I can relate it to a situation of, remember that time when you're doing an exam, you've prepared for the exam. But I give you a set of questions, you know you read it, but you simply cannot remember. I think all of us have been to that. You remember this particular thing, but you do not. You read it, but you can't remember.
You can't remember. And you see, this is worse. His situation is worse of, not only can't he remember what he has just been thinking about or talking about or doing, he can't remember anything in the past, so he can't. For instance, let me give an illustration. Let's just maybe go quiet for a bit. Let's count down 7 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oof. He has a new memory. He doesn't know. For instance, if I'm him, I don't know who you are. I don't know why I'm holding a microphone. I don't know what we are doing. What is a podcast? Why are we doing a podcast? Why are you talking to me about I don't remember anything.
Yes, yes.
And the story is that when he first went to the hospital, he kept on saying he had not yet seen a doctor several times. He had not yet seen a doctor, and the doctors were doing nothing. because they kept on coming to see him, and he just couldn't remember anything past
the doctor that came by.
Yeah.
He's married to a lady called Deborah Waring, and she says that each time they greet each other, it's like they are greeting each other for the first time.
Yeah.
And the other thing, when he looks into the mirror, he cannot recognize his own reflection.
Very true. Which is sad. So you need to.
So you can't know that this. He does not know that this is the way he looks.
It's like he's a child. You know how childs are fascinated when they look at themselves in the mirror and they smile? Only that the child now retains that memory.
Mm.
For him, after 7 seconds, he even starts to wonder why he's in the mirror. Or even, is it called a mirror?
Mm.
It's very sad that he doesn't. The only actually person he recognizes or he can be around without causing a sort of social disconnection
is the wife.
And the children, he still does. He gets very angry when they come around because he doesn't understand who they are, and he's constantly being told that these are your kids. But I know that only
he does not remember having children.
He doesn't remember having children. He only gets excited when he sees his wife because she's the only one he can remember. So his case has contributed greatly to our understanding of memory and cognition. His condition highlights the crucial role the hippocampus plays in memory formation and retrieval. So the profound nature of his amnesia has sparked interest in research in fields such as neuroscience, psychology, and neurology. But the reason we are highlighting this particular case is only, please be grateful for even the small things that you have. So see, memory is not something that we all regularly remember to be thankful for.
Exactly.
We not that we take it for granted, but it's not something that you're like, oh God, thank you for this. Usually we're like, oh God, thank you for good health. God, thank you for the fact that I have money, I've gone to school, or ABC. The things that you can see, but then you forget that without memory, you would not even know that. You'd not even be able to be grateful for those things because you don't remember.
Meanwhile, for Clive, even in this darkest life situation of his, remember we told you he has a talent for music. He can play the piano. But everything in his memory is forgotten, apart from the skill of playing the piano. And
which is very interesting.
Conducting. It is very, very interesting.
Mm.
While reading his story, I found it very peculiar. Like, he can forget everything. And actually, you wonder the power of God.
Mm.
Because whereas he does not have all these other memories, but that innate skill he has for music, playing the piano, doing the conducting and everything, he still has the ability to play.
To play wonderfully.
He can do it wonderfully.
You.
However, he cannot remember the previous performances or
all
the music and he has done.
And he can't. He doesn't know why or how he knows how to play what he plays.
Exactly. So that, in a way, that will show you something that sometimes you might be going through a lot of
but
there's always a silver lining to every situation, I think.
Yeah, there is a silver lining.
Or I mean, you can't something still to be proud of.
I mean, me who has memory, I can't play a single melody on the piano. I really do need to learn how to.
You cannot just
play a single.
I can give you a whole list of things you can't do when it comes to music production. Because even conducting.
Let's not go down that line because me and you the same. Anywho, so please, guys, please be grateful for the little things that you have in your life and the little things that happen to you. Please be grateful for memory because there's someone out there who can't form memories. I mean, I for a moment, for me, when I was reading his story, I just stopped and wondered. I mean, I will enjoy it. What he goes through is he enjoys a particular moment with someone or he's having fun, but then after 7 seconds or a minute he can't remember that. So that means you can't remember all the good times you had. You do of course it comes with some quote unquote, which are not packs really. He doesn't remember bad memories, of course, as well. There are tough times he has gone through and whatnot.
But the other thing that the other thing that he'll go through is the fact that he will try very much to remember, and that alone is very hurtful. he will try very much to remember, because the people around him will say, by the way, we did this. You mean you can't remember this?
Yeah.
Like, that alone.
That's why it has been, that's at the moment, he doesn't live with his children. He only lives with his wife, who seems to be the only person who can. Because it's very difficult to have a conversation with someone like that. Imagine after every 7 seconds, I have to tell you who you are, what we are talking about, and why we are talking about it, and who I am. After every 7 seconds. Imagine, we've just been speaking for 15 minutes. Now, how many seconds are in 15 minutes?
Multiply. They're about 50.
Multiply. 7 times 15, right?
Mm.
Is it 7 times 15?
60 times 15.
That's 420. Wait. So, oh
each,
God.
Each minute has 60.
We're so terrible at math. Uh-huh. So times 15?
Yes.
That's 900.
Yeah.
So 900 divided by 7, right? 900 divided by 7, that's 128 times. So for that time we've been speaking, you have to remind him 128 times about what you're talking about, or who he is, or where you are, or what date is, or what year it is.
You
just have to remind him everything. So that means you're not going to have coherence in conversation. You're not going to have the same conversation. You have to have different conversations. Most likely those conversations are going to be about who you are.
So Isaac, you could also share with us later on. You could share with us your own situation.
My own situation.
Okay, maybe for me, sometimes I might say, oh my God, okay, my sight is not the best. But sometimes I'm like, at least I have.
Oh God, his sight is terrible. It's not only the best, it's terrible.
Yes. When I try to.
Without his specs, he can't do anything.
Yes. Sometimes I'm like, at least I have the eyes. There's some people who do not have. Who cannot even use.
Who can't see.
Some are born blind and they have no surgery, no medicine can cure them.
Yeah.
Or some others lose, due to other factors, lose their sight and they cannot do anything about them. Or some others do not even have the money or even what to go to the doctors to recommend specs. So it is a whole other thing that story made me think about, and
yeah,
like
it made us think about a lot of things. So please be grateful. Be good to people, because people are going through a lot of things. And even if you don't know what someone is going through, it doesn't cost you anything to be
nice.
To be kind.
I mean, you're not good even.
We were talking the other time, and we were talking about this particular person who was asking something from Issa. And he was asking for it in an entitled way of, please do. No, they didn't even say please. See, that because of that, I'm accustomed to being nice and kind, so I'm even saying they said please. They didn't say please, they said do this for me. And I'm like, who gives you the right to ask for something like that? Even when it's someone who you are a boss to, ask them nicely. It takes nothing away from you. It doesn't take away the authority you have over them, the responsibility you have. It doesn't take away the amount of money you have more than them if you do. But just be nice. Just go like, Could you please pass me that? As simple things as, could you please pass me the cup? When someone does something for you, say thank you. I am accustomed to, sometimes when I'm asking for something, when, for instance, I go to a shop and they don't have what I want, and then I ask them, is there anywhere else you think I can find it? And they direct me to a particular shop. I say thank you. And then many a times people are shocked and are wondering, why is he saying thank you? Or they even ask me, why have you said thank you? I've not helped you. But I don't lose anything.
And people are not used to having those nice comments. But ideally, they don't take a lot to say. You just have like 30 seconds.
30 seconds. I mean, just say thank you. Say, could I please have this? Or if you want someone to do something for you, more so if it is not their responsibility to do it for you, ask nicely. And people like taking advantage of others because those particular people are nice.
I like when he says that I'm nice.
Issa is nice that people like to take advantage of him. Please don't try that when I'm around. I will give you a piece of my mind. Like, and I
well,
really don't even know what to
really
say.
It is these small things that make the world a better place.
Please make the world a better place. Life is already going to be harsh and bad and gruesome, and terrible things are going to happen to people and are going to happen to people. So don't add to that. Don't add being...
Remember, you can only be nice as humans. We can only be nice to one another.
And you don't expect
a lion to be nice to you. They will be nice to their kind.
Please don't do it because you're expecting something from someone, or because someone is your boss. You're only nice because someone is your boss, or they give you money, or I don't know, they are your neighbor. Be nice because you lose nothing by being nice. You actually lose something by not being nice. You are putting out negativity in the world. Please don't do that. Let's be good people. So thank you guys for listening to us, and thank you for voting. Thank you for those who have voted while listening to this episode.
Yes.
Please continue voting for us.
Yeah, voting ends on the 30th
on July. The 30th of July.
So we still have some weeks running, so you can vote.
It's Craze Podcast. The category is it's Rising podcast category, talent. The specifically Rising Talent of the
year. So we are the only Ugandan contenders there. So until next, before we close, I think the gist of this episode has been gratitude.
Yes,
and
gratitude.
And basically, we are thankful for you listening to us. We are thankful that you're going to vote for us.
Yes. We are thankful to those who have voted for us already.
Yes.
Because before we recorded this episode, people have been voting already. Mm-hmm. We reached out to our people via social media and whatnot. We are thankful to those people who always listen to us and push our content, share the links to our episodes.
Yes.
And those who advise us.
Thank you very much.
I think one time we'll come up with a list of our top 20 listeners.
Every episode. Like the moment it's released, someone is already there.
Yeah.
Also, I think we thank the Lord for bringing us this far.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, we are the Craze Podcast. My name is Issa.
And my name is Isaac. I don't know why I'm increasing the music. I haven't played it. Increase.
What?
Yenga zenta mitansam. Yenga zenta mitansam. Kunomukwano munja.